Shkolim, Perk Vav, Mishnah Vav. Homer, Harei Alei Eitzim, Lo Yivchos, Mishnei Gizrin. If a person says, Harei Alei Eitzim, which is a plural Lashon, he should not give less than 2 logs of wood. Because that was the wood that was set on the Marocha, on the Mizbeach, on the pyre of the Mizbeach. And the Shia, the Rav says, was known. And this is Dafka when a person says very generally, Stam Eitzim. He's Misnadiv Eitzim. But if a person wants to give even 1/8, or a smaller shear, any shear of Eitzim, if he specifically says exactly the shear, he can do that. He doesn't have to give Dafka 2. But when he Stam says Harei Alei Eitzim, we treat it like he's being Misnadiv for Karbonus. And since he'd used the Lashon plural, we do 2 of the shear that's normally put on the Marocha. Lavona, frankincense, Lo Yivchos Mi Kometz, he shouldn't give less than the shear of a Kometz. This is the shear, the Rav says, of the Lavona that's brought with the Karbon Mincha. And there's a drasha the Rav brings that just like the Karbon Mincha is a Kometz, the Kometz is the amount that the 3 middle fingers can hold in the palm of a hand. And the same rule applies, the Rav says, that if a person, Dafka, if he just Stam says it, but if he wants to bring a tiny amount of Lavona, he can do that too if he specifies that. When he doesn't specify, we always assume that he's going to do the shear of the carbon. And not only that, the Mefarshim bring that by Lavona, a person can actually bring it as an Adava on the Mizbeach as well, by itself. Zahav, Lo Yivchos Midinar Zahav. If he stamps as Zahav, Harei Alai Zahav, so he shouldn't give less than a dinar of a Zahav. A dinar is the smallest golden coin. And the Rav explains that when this guy said that he's going to give gold, he also mentioned that he's going to give a gold coin. So he says, Zahav. The Rav explains that what he really means is he's being misnadev harei alai to give a gold coin. Dafka a coin, lo yifchos mi dinar zav. He shouldn't give any less than a dinar of a zav. The dinar is the smallest golden coin. But if he stam says Zahav, he doesn't say a matbea, then he can give the amount of gold for the smallest item that they would use in the Beis HaMikdash, which would be a small fork. Can be very, very tiny and narrow, I guess, and it's even smaller than a coin. And Lechora, if he specifies outright the amount of gold he wants to give, and even if it's less than that, he can give that too. Just like we had by Lavona and the Eitzim as well. I didn't see anybody say this, but Lechora would be the same thing. Mishnah continues. It's going back to the previous Mishnah. Shisha l'nedava. So we mentioned that there was 6 shifras that were for nedava. One said nedava stam, and then there were 5 others that were used for extra money that was left over when you had too much money that you saved for, let's say, an asham or a chatas, so you put it into the specific shofar. Nedava mahaya osimba. So what would they do with this money? Lochem ba olos, they would buy carbon olos. Habasar l'shem, the meat would be burnt entirely as a carbon ola for Hashem. Va'oros l'kohanim, but the skin, the Kohanim would get to keep the skin with this type of money that was left over, that was now used as an Ola. Zeb Midrash Darsh Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. Oshem hu, Oshem, Oshem Lashem. The Pasuk says it's an Oshem. An Oshem, the Kohanim get to eat an Oshem, which is a stira because it says Oshem, Oshem Lahashem, which sounds like it should all be for Hashem, but that's not the case. So it sounds like a stira within the same Pasuk. So the drasha is the following. Zeha klal kolshu ba mishum chet mishum ashma, anything that comes initially from a chet or an ashma, and then that you set aside money, and then there was too much money and you had money left over, use that money, yilakach ba olos, and buy olos. And what would you do with those olos that you buy? Habasar l'shem va'aris l'kohanim. The basar gets burnt totally, and the kohanim get to keep the skin. Nimsu shnei ksuvim kayamim. Now it comes out that both parts of the pasuk stand. And it's no stira. Oshem l'Hashem, v'oshem l'kohanim. There's part that's l'Hashem, that's the meat. And then there's the v'oshem l'kohanim that goes to the kohanim, the skin. V'omer, this pasuk's actually in Navi, in Malachim, Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Kesef oshem, v'kesef chatos. This is talking about money that was left over that you raised for chatos and an oshem, like we've said. And there was leftover money. Lo yuva beis Hashem. Don't bring it to the Beis Hashem, meaning the Bedek HaBayis. Stam. La Kohanim Yiyu. Rather, you should buy something that the Kohanim can have benefit, which is what? Which is an Ola, because by the Ola, the Kohanim can have benefit from its skin. This is the way the Rav learns.